This meeting is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. Thank you. This is our official public hearing meeting, our second one of the year. Unfortunately, for the budget vote, which is to take place on June 18th, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Singer to bring the board up to speed in the community, or Mr. Nolan to bring the board up to speed as to where we're at.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Scavo. Couple of, I guess, important messages, and I know everybody's here for this news tonight, so I'll go with this first. Mr. Falco is once again a grandfather, so congratulations. And we do have some other very good news. As you know, we never really gave up on working with and appealing to our local elected officials. And I need to make it very clear that although some people may have felt from time to time we were abandoned, people were still out there working tirelessly for Sachem and trying their best to help us. And early on, we made folks aware that we had a promise from our elected officials that we could anticipate or expect some bullet aid, which was, we were told, would be in or around $300,000. Last week, Senators Flanagan, Zeldin, and Boyle had called us on numerous occasions. We were on the phone with them on a daily basis for hours. They assured us they had not forgotten about Sachem. And on Friday, I received a call that they were coming through with additional money in bullet aid, and they wanted to know if they came through with a certain number of dollars in bullet aid, would we be able to figure out a way to run full-day kindergarten? So at that point, I said, you know, just give us some time, and we'll get back to you. And the credit of a couple of different people, one, and I have to say this, Stephanie McIntosh, who works in our federal funds office, and I believe she's here in the crowd someplace, when I tell you she bleeds red, black, and gold, and she went to Sachem and loves this place and at times almost puts her family second to Sachem. I know, Steph, more than at times. She made a few phone calls, a few contacts, and she was able to tweak some of the current grants that she's working with. And then the SCTA, our Teachers Association, there was another slight hurdle, and it had to do with prep time in the elementary day. So they, too, stepped up and came through. And at this point, I'm very happy to tell you that we will have full-day kindergarten next year. So just so everybody realizes that we are certainly all ecstatic that we are able to provide full-day kindergarten next year, I just have to remind everybody that bullet aid is something that comes after the state aid runs, and it is a one-shot. So it will help us for the next school year to provide full-day kindergarten. There is no guarantee, nor do we know what the state aid runs will be for the following school year anyway. But just so folks know, that will help us to provide full-day kindergarten for next year, but it is a one-shot revenue, and I just need everybody to know that. And I can't say this enough, because at times we really did think some folks disappeared on us, but I need to give credit to Senators Flanagan, Zeldin, and Boyle, because they did not go away. They really did not, and they worked really hard.
one thing. I mean, obviously this is a much better meeting that we had in the last couple of months. I can tell you for the first time, not having the butterflies in my stomach walking into the meeting, you know, it's something you take for granted. But really what helped get this additional aid, guys, is the community, the advocacy of the parents, calling in, calling our legislators, emailing our legislators, sending letters. There was a kindergarten rally that caught the attention of our media. And all of this helped get that additional aid. I did have a local official say to me, "Rob, we're getting killed with phone calls." And I said, "Well, you know, our community..." Our community feels very, very strongly, okay, and as does the board, but we were in such a difficult situation with the amount of aid that we received, okay, and to continue to sustain our programs, it's becoming increasingly impossible. And, you know, look, we couldn't have done it by ourselves. I mean, there was a lot of people that really stepped up, especially with the, you know, lining up the funding. Our business office, Stephanie McIntosh, as Ms. Nolan said, But very importantly, I mean, without the force and the drive of the community, certainly we would not have gotten the attention, okay, of the elected officials. So certainly we have to thank you for that. But next year we have to start earlier, you know, before the state aid runs come out, to let them know that we are passionate about our children and their education, to get the word out earlier that, you know, right out of the gate, we have to start with more money than what we did this year, you know, in order to sustain our program. So I want to personally thank all the community, although I know at times it got contentious and committee members came up and certainly were very frustrated, and we understand it. We're just as frustrated, but a lot of this was made possible through the actions of the community. This time I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Singer to just talk a little bit about the newsletter, okay, sure. And what's in the proposed and what's in the...
It's a good point, Rob. A few weeks ago we had a meeting on a Sunday morning, which we had to establish a timeline. And that was because there were legal deadlines that we had to meet in order for the June 18 budget vote. That information is already in the newspapers. The budget newsletter has been mailed out. We don't have enough time to update it with the good news of the full-day kindergarten. So what the community is going to receive at home is still going to state the half-day kindergarten, but we're going to have to update through the media, through websites. We won't have enough time for an additional mailing to get out. But the information was mailed when we met all our legal deadlines. Unfortunately, because we only got confirmation yesterday of the $650,000. But we will update the information, but not what the vast majority of the community would receive. In addition, the information that was on the table tonight was the budget that the board adopted the last meeting. So this is now going to be updated. It also depends on the outcome of the June 18 budget vote. All that information stays the same. If it's a positive vote, there's no reduction in the sports program, the 50% of the clubs, and now we'll have the full-day kindergarten. The reductions, the staff reductions remain in place. If the budget vote is not approved by the community, the elimination of sports, non-mandated music, elimination of all the clubs, and elimination of the kindergarten. The restoration of the kindergarten started a chain of events because with the money from the state, we're not going to need unemployment. We got the additional grant money. We wouldn't need the midday busing. So there's a chain of events that allowed us to put the full-day kindergarten back in place when Senator Flanagan said, "Will you be able to find the money in the rest of the budget?" And that's really how it occurred, with the help of Stephanie and by not spending the unemployment for those teachers, which we're now recalling. That's basically the update.
As far as the annual dollar change, you have it here in the paperwork. Bruce, the community has this?
Correct.
Brookhaven, could you just...
Right, for the average homeowner, it's $202 on an approved budget. If it's defeated, the law says the same tax levy as this year, no dollar change in the taxes.
Okay, and if it's defeated, it's $5.8 million additional that would have to be cut?
That's correct.
Okay, and at that particular point, we wouldn't be able to run anything?
That's correct.
All right. Other comments from board members? Ms. Roberts?
I just have a question, Bruce. Is this on? Bruce, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
The kindergarten. There we go. Is that better? The kindergarten. If on June 18th, when we have the vote, if the budget does not pass, what happens to kindergarten at that point?
No kindergarten.
So there's no kindergarten at all then?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Tribby?
With the restoration of kindergarten, and presumably this budget passes, all the specials that go along with kindergarten, they are?
Yes, music, phys ed, art. Library currently will be provided. The students will be able to go to the library with their teacher and sign out books. Some of our folks are currently working on the possibility of students cycling through with the librarian herself. But at this point, they will definitely have phys ed, art, music, and they will be going to the library as well.
Okay. Any other comments? Questions from the board? Okay. Okay. And any other additional information from administration?
Not at this time, no.
All right. So at this particular point, we don't have to make a motion to approve the public hearing?
No.
Okay. Visitors? Oh, Mr. Tribby?
Rob, you mentioned earlier that the advocacy of our community really helped get this going. Starting in September, the Legislative Committee is going to start the advocacy. I'm sorry, I'm struggling tonight. Efforts with Albany for next year's effort. I do really encourage everybody to watch the website for dates to be involved so that we get a much earlier jump. Typically, we don't get rolling until January. We're going to get started much earlier this year. And you see the power of what happens when large groups of people, such as Sachem voters, come out and express their opinion. We're going to get started earlier this year to try to avoid the situation for next year. And I highly encourage all of these motivated people to join forces with us.
We do have a legislative committee that's always looking for members. Okay, so if you're interested in the legislative committee, Mr. Trippi and Dana Platon, and she's probably out there somewhere. Are the co-chairs of the legislative committee, and they're always looking for individuals to step up and work along with them. So at this particular point, Ms. Isernia?
I just wanted to mention, and he will never say anything about it himself, is the community really owes a great deal of thanks to Jim Nolan for the work on getting that money secured. He'd never take credit himself. He would never take credit himself for the work he did, but he actually was annoying to the point of being annoying to all those senators as well, being on the phone with them. And yesterday he was so excited when he sent us the email. He sent us the email telling us at the end that he had to now leave to go get his tooth fixed because a bagel took a piece of his tooth. So, Jim, we really appreciate it. And I happen to have a 4-year-old going to kindergarten who had her evaluation today, so I'm really very appreciative myself for the work you did.
Any other comments, questions? No? Okay. Brings us to visitors. Brandon Droughtman. Brandon? Brandon, is that button green, the light on the microphone? Push the button. There you go.
Hello, I am Brandon Drummond. I think Mrs. Marone should keep her job because, to me, she's one of the funniest, kindest librarians I have ever had before. If she's gone, who will be teaching us about online safety or how to choose the right book for us and our reading level? I would have never known how to write a book review. She always encourages us to do our best no matter what. If she's gone, library will never be the same, or not even there. I'm speaking for all my friends who won't speak up. To me, she's like a close friend to me and a lot of my classmates. I hope you all join me to save her and her job. Thank you for listening to what I have to say.
Thank you, Brandon. Heidi Bueller.
Thank you for your tireless efforts all spring. It seems when I started coming to the meetings that really the whole issue just turned out to be half-day kindergarten versus clubs and sports. The first time I've ever seen the musicians and the athletes come together on an issue when it comes to fighting the budget. Now it's a non-issue. But I hope now that the very vocal incoming kindergarten parents will get the word out once again to their neighbors to now vote yes. I also hope that when you're in my spot in a few years and your child wants to play sports, go to Frost Valley, be in an orchestra, that you will not be heckled and harassed as you have done to many of the members. I want you all to realize that as great as it is that we're having full-day kindergarten now, it's still a sad day for the district because we were still having job cuts and other cuts to our children's academic career. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Laura Slattery.
Good evening, Superintendent Nolan, members of the Board of Ed. Great job, and I know how tirelessly you've all worked. I just wanted to let you know we had our first meeting of the Budget Strategy Committee. I would like to thank Jim Delamo, Sachem Dad, who has kids in elementary, who stepped up and organized it for all of us. Our first meeting, including teachers, board members, music, band, athletics, elementary moms, middle school moms, kindergarten moms. One of the first initiatives that we had was to create a Facebook page called Sachem Budget Info, which we've shared, and we've had a lot of hits where people can ask questions, where we post facts about the budget, so people who maybe are getting misinformed on other sites can get accurate information. We had 2,000 flyers printed thanks to one of our local sports clubs, and they were distributed throughout the weekend. I could not take care of that on Saturday because I was in Albany with the teachers and other people to lobby for education reform. So one of the parents who came to the group emailed me immediately and said, I will take it, drop them off in the pouring rain on Friday, and she took care of distributing them so they got out in the community. Our new initiative is to reach 10. That means we would like every person to reach 10 people, ask those people to reach 10 people, to remind them about the budget vote. Because, again, if people do not get out and vote, if they think it's done and over, we will not pass this budget. Everybody has to understand they have to get out and vote. Our next meeting is tomorrow night. It's here at 7:30. We need a lot more than the 30 people who showed up to reach a community of 50,000. So as I worked on the first budget with flyers with the legislative committee, I'm asking everybody to please step up, even if you can't make the meeting. Jim Delamo, his email is out there. It's posted all over. Get in touch with him. Find out what you can do to help. And no matter whether you're an athlete, drama, music, community member, whether you're East or North, we are a Sachem community. We are a Sachem. Let's work together. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Larry. Suzanne Della Raba.
Hi. I have actually more of questions for you rather than a speech. It's great news to hear that the state has come through with additional funding. I have one in kindergarten now and two in the future that will be heading to kindergarten. And what can we do to ensure that kindergarten is there for them? Specifically, what are we doing to look at a possible gap next year? Because I don't want to be here this time next year in the same situation where we have to deal with possibly half-day kindergarten, closing schools, and it's not thought out. So I guess.
Sure. So I would just say this, that I think we've demonstrated not only over the last several years, but years prior, I think the district has really done an outstanding job of keeping expenditures down. We've recognized that it is a revenue problem, but there's certain things that are not in our control. You know, we can continue to lobby Albany and do everything in our power, but that unknown is out of our hands. So some of the things that we're doing immediately, you have been at the other board meetings in the past. So right now we're looking at the Union Avenue property to see how that might help us in some way, whether we sell it or lease it. We're just, you know, working with folks right now.
But to, again, that would be a one-shot.
To find our options. We also, at the last meeting, board members brought up that rather than wait to the last second and look at the demographics of our community and decide if we should close schools or which schools or whatever, we're seeking the assistance through BOCES of people who have experience with that, so that that too will help us.
So you're going to begin a feasibility study
Correct.
On that now, not
correct.
Okay.
And those are just two ideas that we have right now. We are a very lean district.
No, I understand that, but you know, kindergarten, as you can see in this room, is critical to everyone in here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, cutting kindergarten as a low-hanging fruit is just unfortunate.
And I think something that was very painful to most people, if not all people, but I hope that, you know, as a Sachem family, we learned from this, no different than any other family, during difficult times and tough times, people become very emotional. And, you know, just like we mentioned that over the past 5 months and going to all corners of the community, the toughest task was to really get your finger on the pulse of a priority list of the majority of the community. And that really does come back to the age of your children, things that you're involved with. And it's very difficult, and I know I can speak for everybody up here. At times, it's difficult because everybody up here has their own family, and you know what you would want as a mom or a dad. But when you're trying to get the consensus of 55,000 people, sometimes you have to put your own priority list and value system on hold to really get the consensus of the whole community. And you saw it. I mean, people were very, very passionate about different things. And when, you know, I'll give myself an opportunity to plug for our Leader in Me program. To think first to understand and next to be understood is probably one of the most difficult things that people have to do when making decisions. And I'm very, very happy that we're at a point here now where we have kindergarten. And, you know, I think we've done our very best to take care of everybody.
No, it's a great budget for next year, you know, but...
But I'm sure our priority would be... At no time did we want to lose kindergarten, so...
I just want to make sure that you guys aren't in the same position where you found yourselves this year, and you haven't given it any thought, and, you know, you have to resort to this draconian cuts, so...
Mm-hmm. I can tell you, Ms. Delarob, I keep having this reoccurring dream that next year we're going to get our state aid, and we don't have to cut anything.
I know.
And I'm hoping that happens, that the state realizes that, you know, where 5 years ago we were getting $118 million, you know, now we're receiving $107 million, okay, with all the increases, it's just unsustainable. So another thing that the board took initiative at one meeting, I know Mr. Falco brought up, putting together another five-year plan.
Right.
When I got on the board, I think we were in year two of a five-year plan where we were able to forecast out 3 years. The big problem that we have is that we never know what the state's going to throw at us, you know, and where you think
even if you assume a baseline of revenue and then you can predict your gap and work from there.
I am hearing that the state is looking to determine appropriation of aid a year out or a period of time so that districts can better plan. That's something that's being discussed, a conversation I had with some of our local officials, so that we could better plan for next year.
Right.
It's very difficult to do a five-year plan when all of a sudden you think you got a grip on it, and then they hit you with some crazy astronomical expense that you weren't anticipating.
No, I understand. Yeah. It's just I don't think any of the parents here want to be in the same position next year, you know.
Yeah. Mr. Tribby?
The only other thing that I'd like to add is one of the things we're going to be aggressively looking at is various foundations for various groups to bring in some private monies by way of donations or fundraising so that we can offset some of the taxpayer costs with private monies, and that's one of the things we're going to be looking very aggressively after the June 18th vote. But the message to the community is one of the things the legislators will be looking at. They will be looking at voter turnout. You know,
right.
Votes count. if the budget passes and we have a low turnout, it's not a good thing.
Right.
It doesn't send the message. The budget, the community has to be engaged and vote. So Laura Slattery said it right. Bring 10 people. Make sure those 10 people bring 10 people. You know, passing the budget isn't the only initiative. It's really to send the message to Albany that this community is engaged and watches and understands, and that's the only way to send the message. They look at voter tallies.
What is our voter turnout?
This past vote, we had 12,000 out of about 60,000 registered voters.
Okay.
Historically, it's been far worse than that. Historical averages have been about 7,000 to 8,000 out of 60,000 registered voters. So it's pretty poor. So we need to get the voter turnout.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Ms. Lepitelli had a comment, and I think Ms. Roberts had a comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to say ever so quickly, I think that everything that happened during this budget season brought out the good, the bad. Everyone was very emotional. But one thing it did was bring people together, and I think that if we could keep this going where people are involved, and not just their own child, but like they say, it takes a village to raise a child, in our whole community, we could be forced to be reckoned with. We have 55,000 registered voters. And if we continue to stay involved and we continue to fight for what we're supposed to be getting, we won't have to worry about this because they're not going to want to take the money that's ours.
I know my fear is that everyone's going to leave here and
you
go
and me
on
both.
Their merry way and,
yeah.
and not keep up the fight.
So let's just hope that everybody can find a way to stick together and stay together for the sake of the community so we don't have to go through this every year.
Yeah. And Ms. Roberts just had one comment.
I'm actually glad that you came up and brought this up because I think right now the situation that we're in, like Rob had stated, as far as the money that we're getting, it's such a variable that we don't always know. It's hard to have a budget and not know how much money you're going to be working with that budget. There's so many things that you can plan for that are fixed, and then there's other things that are variables that you don't know whether that's going to go up or down. So moving forward, and I think we've brought this up before, but it's going to definitely be some of our top priorities as far as discussion, is looking to see where there's other streams of revenue that we could bring into this district. Because we have assets that we can maybe, as far as our revenue, increase, but there's also other areas that maybe we can bring into the district. Because I did some research, actually, before I came on to the board, that there are other districts that do have educational foundations. And like Sal said, the community does step up, and they form these educational foundations, and they issue grants to the district. And I think because of the financial environment that they're in now, that we're in now, that's definitely an area that we have to look at. But all of these things combined, I think lobbying Albany, really getting our voices heard out there, looking at the assets that we have, I don't know really, honestly, I don't know how much more that we can trim in our district right now as far as the staff and even administration. There's been so many cuts made to get to this point that, like Jim said, we're pretty lean right now as far as our administration and our staff. So all of those things together, I think in future discussions, we really need to look at all of that to bring that all together so we do have some type of plan, whether it's a three-year plan or a five-year plan.
No, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I thank you for coming up. Gene Porterfield.
Good evening, board, and good evening, members of the community. Please bear with my laryngitis. I've been a resident for 14 years, and I have two children in the school district. As Martin Luther King once said, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. The Sachem community is most definitely experiencing a time of challenge and controversy. It has been very discouraging to see how the difficult economic times in our nation and state has impacted our community. My family is no stranger to financial hardship. Both my husband and I experienced losing jobs in this recession. However, we supported the budget proposals since the beginning. It was the best for our community. The cuts to the quality of education in Sachem have been deep and impact a wide variety of groups. And what has been most heartening is watching the division arise between groups in our community. The school budget now, no matter how you slice it, with the exception of this new grant, it's not a win-win situation for anyone. There is only so much money, and when one special interest group wins, another loses. My middle school student was happy to learn that sports had been added back to the budget. However, a class that my high school student was going to take had been cut. I was informed that 100 teachers were now going to be cut as a result of adding sports back to the budget. Is that accurate? On the most recent letter from the board, under tax cap budget proposal number 5, states further reduction in administration and support staff. What does that exactly mean? As a community, we really need to understand all the facts. In times of hardship, shouldn't education be our highest priority? I am a school psychologist, and if you have never worked in a school setting, it may be difficult to understand the impact of larger class sizes. You may think cutting clerical staff will not impact a child's education. However, teachers will need to spend time doing what the clerical staff does, which will impact their teaching time. Your child may not suffer from less staff for remedial services, but unfortunately, some students will. You may not understand the impact of cutting 6 social workers and 2 psychologists until your child begins to exhibit difficulties impacting his education, which never were apparent before. It may be difficult for the high school parents to understand the kindergarten parents who are worried about their children facing the Common Core, or it may be hard for the kindergarten parents to understand how high school students will be affected by cuts in guidance and electives. Many of our students are going to feel the pain of these budget cuts. However, can we come together as a community and find common ground? I think it is safe to say that we all care about our kids' education. The school district is not our enemy. They care about our kids as well. So let's work together and be resourceful. And lastly, I had heard that many of us had been disheartened by the talk of some members of the community who had threatened to vote the next budget down if their own personal self-interests were not met. On June 18th, if the budget fails, every student loses. Please consider these words of Cesar Chavez. We cannot seek achievement for ourselves and forget about progress and prosperity for our community. Our ambitions must be broad enough to include the aspirations and needs of others for their sakes and for our own. Thank you.
Thank you. Stephanie Volpe.
Questions about fundraising. A lot of us were starting to rally together to fundraise, and the concern is, do we need to now? Can we save other positions? The kindergarten parents that wanted to rally do carnivals. Would that have the support of the board?
As far as fundraising, Bruce, you're setting up some of the guidelines, because obviously this is, although fundraising has taken place for many years in the Sachem District, I go back to 1986, where we had to sell ads to be able to support going to football camp or baseball camp,
right,
or whatever the case is. So it's always existed. I think the need now, okay, is even more prevalent. I know Mr. Singer's gotten a lot of phone calls about setting up different foundations and setting up different, I don't want to call them funds, but entities, so that fundraising can be done by specific groups to run specific things. But we have to be mindful, because we are bound by, New York State law that we don't enter an area where we're now going into a pay-to-play type environment. So we did get clarification from our legal counsel that organizations can be set up to fundraise and money can be donated to the district. Specifically allocated, I'm not really sure, but certainly earmarked. Chris, you have a microphone?
The law doesn't permit pay-to-play, as the president has spoken to. You can't say, well, we'll charge everybody $100 to play football, and that'll run the program. That's specifically
I'm more
precluded.
For, getting back librarians, social workers, guidance, psychologists.
So as a general proposition, an organization can fundraise, it can pool funds through a number of organizations, however it is, make a donation to a school district and express in that donation what the intent of the donation is. They can't legally bind the way that the money is expended, but certainly the district is allowed to respect donor intent in accepting that donation. And I know that sounds hyper-legalistic, but that's the kind of restrictions
that they put on you.
Yeah,
that's a good answer.
And Mr. Singer, I know, you know, can help those who have more questions as they go through the process in consultation with our office make sure that it's done the right way.
Would we have teacher support? Like if we could use Waverly Fields for something or have a district-wide yard sale?
Well, certainly there's a protocol that you go through where it requires applications to be filled out.
Through
Sachem, yep.
Okay.
The usual community use of facilities type.
Board of Education doesn't necessarily.
For the school? You know what I mean? We're not using it for a club, but like to use it to raise funds.
Yeah, we
to the school.
You know, it happens regularly with PTAs and things like that. So there's a protocol that you go through that you fill out an application. It gets approved by our director of security who does all of our permitting of all fields. As far as the board approving it, very rarely does it come across our desk for a formal approval. We authorize our administration to approve things such as that.
So, like Carnival,
I'm sure that look every year we give Seneca to the Hoboken Chamber of Commerce.
Right, that's why we thought of that.
But once again, there's certain things that have to be in place to ensure that the safety of the people attending, certain criteria that I'm sure that before it's approved that you guys look at to make sure that a safe environment is going to be in place for the community.
Okay.
So, is it unheard of? No, it's not unheard of.
Is it encouraged? Because this is the other fear that, you know, might be totally irrational, is that if we start doing this, the state will look at it as not needing the need for the aid.
Well,
would that bite us in the butt?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, say we raise a million, we're that would be the goal.
Yeah.
And then the state says, well, they don't need that million.
I could tell you that my own personal opinion is that... I am highly opposed to selling assets off of our district for one shot so that the state can turn around and say, hey, you know what? They sold the school last year. Let them sell something else. So, you know, when we took a $16 million cut in 2008, we basically helped the state out tremendously with closing their deficit. So to now turn around and start selling assets, I will tell you I would never support something like that. If we don't need it anymore, it's a completely different story, you know. But I agree with you, and that question has run through my mind many times, that if we start doing this, does the state now
look at it? To set a precedent.
I don't know how they think, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. But last thing, is what's the situation with the aides in the kindergarten? Is it still going to be half-shared aides?
Half-time aides.
Okay.
So if we fundraise to get aides
full-time or whatever, we would do this as a community. It wouldn't be just for kindergarten. Would it be something
about,
we
It would be about
do?
$115,000.
For aides?
To
okay,
restore
what's to, like, librarians, because that's a big deal. How much would the librarian...
$600,000? A lot of money.
Yeah. Depends. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Ms. Falco?
Yeah, just a thought. I'd be careful that anyone raising funds run it through the district office finance, because you're going to be personally responsible for a lot of money coming in. You better either set up a corporation, set up a nonprofit, or go through a nonprofit so you don't get yourself involved.
I wouldn't want any. None of us, we've all talked about this. We don't want the money. We would actually like the money to somehow directly just get donated right to you
guys.
Okay,
well, again, I would suggest go through Mr. Singer. He could guide you in which way, best way to go. Protect yourself besides.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Nancy Brock.
Well, first, I would just like to say thank you for restoring full-day kindergarten. And I just think at this point in time that it's really important that we all stay united as a community, as teachers and staff in the district, administrators, the Board of Education. The most important thing that we could do at this point in time, in my opinion, is to contact Cuomo and our local legislators to have him mandate full-day kindergarten for the entire state. He mandated it in New York City, and now he needs to mandate it for the entire state. And I really think that, as everyone has been saying up here, you know, as a Sachem family, and I'm new to the Sachem family, I've only been here 3 years, but as a member of the Sachem family, we absolutely need to stay united, and we cannot be going against each other, clubs against kindergarten, this, and everyone must stay united, because honestly, I really think this all stems to the race to the top money and trying to get that money, and it's all like a game that they're playing up in the government. So the best thing that we can do is just everyone in the community, contact Cuomo, contact the local legislators, and let's get kindergarten mandated so we don't have this problem anymore. Thank you.
Ms. Slattery, wanted to come up one more time.
Sorry, everybody, I forgot. Knowing that this might happen tonight, we did draw up new flyers that does say kindergarten fully restored at the tax cap. I've already had a commitment for 4,000 flyers to be printed, so I would have them tomorrow night. And where I'm asking other local businesses, again, the people that showed up last week offered to print flyers and pay out of their own pocket. So it was very nice, but I've reached out to other businesses, but at least I have a commitment for 4,000. And although the district can't change their flyers in anticipation that, or in hoping that this would happen, we've already done it, and we'll try and get it out to as many people as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Ms. Falco?
Just a question before. And it's really for Mr. Nolan and our attorney. Are we legally able to use ConnectEd to inform the community of the change in this that's not going to be on the flyer?
Well, Chris, you turned awfully red over there.
Thank you very much for that question, Mr. Falco. I would be concerned about the content of that message, and I'd want to make sure that anything that we're putting out on ConnectEd is not a violation of the limits against electioneering. You know, there are some very significant restrictions that the law places on our ability to utilize district funds and district facilities and district telephones and anything to do something that could be construed as an encouragement for a particular directed outcome for the vote. So to the extent that it's informational, I'd want to be real careful about the way that we couch that and consider it.
Well, if we run it by council?
Yeah, I'd certainly want to have that happen before we do it.
Thank you.
Ms. Labatelli?
On that note, if we had half the people in this room tonight just say, you know, whatever I have to do tomorrow night, I can put it off and go to Mrs. Slattery's and Mr. DeLomo's meeting and get together to spread the word, we would be able to do that as a community as opposed to having to go through the attorneys to find out, because we could do it by getting everyone out to do that if we all get involved and go.
Thank you. Any other comments from the board? Caroline, more visitors? Before we close the meeting, I want to thank everybody for coming out, certainly, and getting involved in the budget process. Certainly we had some very, very spirited meetings. I do want everybody to understand that June 18th is a very, very important date, that we get everybody out to certainly to the polls, more importantly to become informed as to what they're voting on, because it's very, very important. We oftentimes have a problem in our district with complacency, you know, where people say, oh, it's going to pass, I'm not going to go out tonight. Last year our budget passed by 18 votes. Okay, so complacency is certainly a concern of the board. I will tell you, and I know looking out in the audience, there's a lot of the same faces that come to a lot of the meetings, is that clearly our problem is a revenue problem. And as you heard tonight, we really have to send a clear message to Albany that in Sachem we deserve our fair share. There is a flyer out on the table out there that actually shows our 7-year average, okay? And I will tell you that the Board of Education really doesn't have a problem with a tax cap, because the reality is that just about every single year, the exceptions of the years that we lost aid, okay, or lost a substantial amount of aid, we were well below the tax cap. And in some years, we were actually under 0%. But the problem is that when we're not getting the resources and the revenue from the state, okay, it runs into a big problem. You know, we've been talking, okay, that Sachem has always been a really thriving district that academically has competed with some of the most affluent districts in Long Island. I mean, we compare our numbers with Smithtown and Cold Spring Harbor, and that's what we're trying to compete with. Okay, and in a district this size, in many cases, we've been extremely successful. I have to be quite honest with you not to really talk politics, with the supermajority laws that are in place and the new budget laws, it makes it very, very difficult that if we don't receive the appropriate amount of funding, you know, to handle any increases that we have or any increases in expenditures, it makes it extremely difficult. And Sachem, for a very, very long time, was looked upon by the state and many elected officials as really being the role model for the state. The fact that we were able to go out and really use our state aid, okay, to really keep taxes down during the period of time when districts were raising their taxes, and I'm looking at this list, 7.2%, 8.53%, 12.47%. These are all actual increases in different districts, okay, over the last 7 years. The tax cap is taking the district that was thriving, okay, in all areas of academics, co-curricular, sports, music, okay, and it's really put us in a tailspin, okay, and without that additional aid from the state, it makes it very, very difficult for us to be able to sustain what we have. I just want to acknowledge one person that's here, and I know she's running around. I saw her a couple of minutes ago. Joe Napolitano is, I'm going to put her on the spot because she's a Sachem graduate. She's a Newsday reporter who has taken every single one of our calls and has met with us and spent a tremendous amount of her time hearing our story in Sachem, because our story really is not about overspending. It's really the lack of revenue and the strict guidelines that they hold us to get our budget to pass. And we're hopeful that, you know, we could actually get the message out there to the community, because she's done an outstanding job, and really she calls us all points of the day. She questions us. She asks us for factual documents, okay? And she's here tonight giving up a tremendous amount of her time once again to hear our story. And she lives quite far from here. She's got to travel all the way back to Brooklyn. But she's a Sachem graduate, and she's a testament to what we produce here in Sachem. So I just wanted to thank her personally for coming out and taking the time to call us to really hear what's going on in Sachem. So thank you, Joe. At this particular point, any other comments?
One last comment. I know I've gotten a lot of questions on the groups that are fundraising. Have we set up the appropriate feedback to them to make sure that they know what they're doing, how to do it for cheerleaders, arrowettes, marching band? I know I've gotten several emails. Have we gotten the information back to them yet? Or if not, can we make sure to do it immediately after the 18th vote?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we did. 11 o'clock at night, Saturdays, Sundays. I'm in contact with every group.
Any other comments from the board? Okay, at this particular time, I need a motion to go into exec session, discuss personal matters. Any motion, please? Sal Trippi, second. Christine Lampitelli, all in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.